Welcome to Bible Heroes Battle. I'm Nathan DeWilde.
And I'm Garrison Hayes. And this is our show where our contestants will compete against each other to see who's worthy to face off against our Bible hero.
Looks like we have some good contestants today. Why don't we have you each say your first name and your favorite Bible character?
My name is Molly, and my favorite Bible character is Esther.
Ooh, Esther. I love Esther. Such a great story.
And let's meet player number two of the red team.
I'm Lila, and my favorite Bible character is Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Wow.
Okay, good.
What about our blue team? Let's start with player one.
So my name is Gian, and my favorite character is Solomon.
Wise. Ooh. Very wise choice.
Uh-oh, this guy might be a player here.
He might know a few things. Okay, what about player two on the blue team?
I'm Colton, and my favorite Bible character is David.
Ah, yes, David. Yes.
A mighty warrior.
My name is Zaya, and my favorite Bible character is Ruth.
Ooh, Ruth. I love Ruth. She's in Jesus' lineage as well, right? It's awesome.
So my name is Eduardo, and my favorite Bible character is Peter.
Peter. One of only two humans to walk on water.
Let's get to the battle. Round one, name that hero.
In this round, we have four Bible heroes, each with three clues to help you guess who they are. If you guess correctly, you get 3 points. But if you guess incorrectly, well, you lose your turn, we reveal a new clue, and now that Bible hero is only worth 2 points.
So, why don't we go ahead and reveal our first clue for today, Garrison?
So, clue number one for Bible hero number one is this. I was a wealthy man living in Uz. That's a good clue. Let's go to Bible hero number two. My husband's name was Elimelech. Clue number one for Bible hero number three. My father was Joash. And clue number one for Bible hero number four. Ananias healed me from my blindness. I think those are some good clues, Nathan.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
All right, let's start the battle. And we're going to start right here with player number one of the red team. Go ahead and take a step up and tell us which hero number you would like to guess.
Number one.
Hero number one. So, of course, the clue for hero number one was I was a wealthy man living in Uz.
So which hero do you think it is?
Boaz.
All right. The answer was Boaz. Let's see if that is right by asking our yes or no machine. Yes or no machine, is the answer Boaz? Ooh, it was not Boaz. Of course, that means that we have to reveal a new clue for hero number one. That new clue is this. Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar were my friends.
All right, so now we go over to Team Blue, player number one. Would you like to go for a hero that's now only worth 2 points, or go for one of the harder ones that's worth 3 points? Go ahead and take a step forward for us and tell us which number you want to go for.
I'll go for number three.
Number three. All right. The clue, of course, for number three was this. My father was Joash. What's your guess?
Jehoshaphat.
All right, Jehoshaphat is the guess. Let's ask our yes-no machine. Is the answer Jehoshaphat? Oh! I saw the context clues that you were going for there, but not quite. Of course, that means for hero number three, we reveal a new clue. That clue is this. God told me to separate my men according to how they drank water. That's a pretty good clue.
All right, let's go over to Team Yellow. Player number one, take a step forward. Which hero would you like to guess?
Number one. What's your guess?
Job.
All right, the guess was Job. Let's ask our yes-no machine if the answer is correct. It is Job. Well done. Good job. Good job. So that's 2 points for the yellow team.
Let's look at the other clues for that one.
The other clue for that one, third clue on hero number one was this. My wife told me to curse God and die. Who knew that by show of hands? Who knew that that was correct? Who would have guessed Job? I think a few of you all would have guessed it, but our yellow team got it. Congratulations.
And I think we're done with this hero for the day. So now we only have 3 heroes left, and we're going over to player number 2 of the yellow team. So go ahead and take a step forward for us. Which hero would you like to guess?
Number 4.
Number 4. Ooh,
that was a lot of confidence there.
Confidence for 3 points, I believe. And the clue is this. Ananias healed me from my blindness.
Paul.
Confidence indeed.
Yes.
Let's see if the answer is Paul. Yes, it is. Whoa. Well done indeed. The answer was Paul. We'll reveal the other clues just in case here so you know a little bit more about the character, the Bible hero Paul. This person says, I was known for persecuting Christians. And clue number 3, my other name was what?
Saul.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Good job.
And that's it for hero number 4. So, we only have 2 heroes left as we go back. We are now back to Team Blue. Player number 2, go ahead and take a step forward for me. Which hero would you like to guess?
Number 3.
Number three.
Let's go ahead and get, what was that last clue on that one?
The last clue was this. God told me to separate my men according to how they drank water. What's your guess?
Gideon.
All right, the guess is Gideon. Yes, no machine. Are they correct? Yes, you are. Well done. Congratulations. 2 points for the blue team. And the third clue is this. I put out a fleece to test God. Gideon, indeed.
And that's it for Gideon. We have 1 board left and 1 player left. Player 2 of the red team, go ahead and step forward for me. It's going to be tough, but it is worth 3 points.
Worth 3 points. So that first clue again. My husband's name was Eli Melech.
Naomi.
Oh, Naomi is the guess. Let's see if it's right. Let's ask the yes-no machine. Is the answer Naomi? Yes, it is for 3 points to our red team. Well done.
Man, I was a little worried. I didn't know.
Yeah.
That was a really good job there.
Well, Nathan, I wonder if the other clues would have helped you figure it out. Clue number 2 was, I want it to be called Mara.
Yep.
And clue number 3 is, my daughter-in-law, her name is Ruth.
We're going to send that one up. There we go. That was a really good round, guys. And now I'm curious, Garrison, how many points did each of our teams get?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, our red team finished that round with 3 points.
Yeah, good job, red team.
Our yellow team finished that round with 5 points. Our blue team finished that round with 2 points.
Good job, everyone. That was a very good round. I think it's now time to go to round 2, create the scene.
This round, our contestants will work from 2 different stations. There's draw the scene and there's craft the scene. At draw the scene, contestants will pick up a card and draw what they see on that card.
And then over here at craft the scene, after we've gone through 3 different scenes, I'm gonna grab those cards, shuffle them up, and then hand them to you, and then you will begin crafting those scenes. Now, your partner is going to try to guess the scene that you're crafting, and at this point, you can only guess your partner's scene, and you only get 1 guess. Let's get to it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's battle. Team Blue.
Jonah and the Whale.
Is it Jonah and the Whale? Yes, it is. Jonah and the Whale.
Good job. That's 2 points to Team Blue. Very good. All right, look at your next scene.
All right, I think they know what they're going to be drawing here.
Team Blue.
Moses and the burning bush.
Is it Moses and the burning bush? Yes, it is.
Oh, he's fast. These two are very fast. That's another 2 points for Team Blue. All right, the final scene that you will be drawing. Are you ready? Grab your third scene. Team Yellow's jumping in quick.
Oh, it looks like Team Red knows what they're doing. It looks like there's one or two or three people for Team Yellow. Oh, Team Red.
Daniel praying.
Is it Daniel praying 3 times a day? Yes, it is.
Good job, Team Red. That's 2 points for Team Red. And that wraps up the first round of drawing the team. Let me get those 3 cards from you guys. Pick a card. Don't look at it yet. And begin crafting. Now remember, you can only guess for your teammate.
All right, so Team Blue is jumping right on in.
Team Blue.
Daniel praying 3 times a day.
Oh, is it Daniel praying 3 times a day?
Let's see.
Yes,
let me
it
see your
is.
Card. Just to double check. It is.
It is.
That's a 1 point for Team Blue. All right, good job, teams. Now, let's go ahead and switch places.
And we're back. Our teams have switched sides, and we're ready to go again. Are you all ready?
Yeah!
Woo! All right, we're gonna start here with drawing. Ready? Let's battle.
Okay, so they've looked at the card and now they'll begin to draw. I can't quite tell. Maybe a bed? Oh, it looks like Team Red has a similar idea over there.
Scissors.
Oh, scissors, okay.
Oh. Samps.
Team Blue.
Samson.
You have to be a little bit more
getting
specific.
His haircut.
Samson getting his haircut is correct.
Team Red, you were there, but you just missed the flag, so you were very close.
Good job to Team Blue. That's 2 points for Team Blue.
All right, let's look at scene number 2. Go for it.
Oh. All right, looks like Team Red has something going on here. Someone's standing.
Team Blue.
Jesus walking on water.
Is it Jesus walking on water? Yes, it is. 2 more points for Team Blue.
Creating the scene is Team Blue's game, it looks like.
It seems to be
all right, bad. Let's go for scene number 3. Are you ready? Go.
I think this one's going to be pretty tough. Let's see who gets it. Team Yellow is keyed in. There's someone sitting on something with maybe a crown for Team Red. Looks like our teams are having a tough time getting this one. Oh,
Team Red.
The splitting the baby. The two ladies going to Solomon with the problem with the baby.
I think you got it. Very
Good
well done.
Good job, Team Red.
When the
Red.
Two mothers went to Solomon over their dispute over one baby.
Good job.
Guess. Very good guess.
And that's 2 points for Team Red. That wraps up our drawing. And it's time to craft the scene. So let me grab those scene cards from you. Pick a card. Ooh, she won that middle one. All right.
All right.
Are you ready? And battle.
Looks like Team Yellow's trying to figure out what to grab.
They're going with the number approach again, but I don't think it's working this time. Team Blue.
The two women with Solomon.
Is it the two women with Solomon? Yes,
Let's
it
see.
Is. Well
it is.
Done.
Good job.
Well done.
So that's 1 point for Team Blue. That was a really good round, everyone. But now my question is, Garrison, how many points did each of our teams score?
That's a good question. Well, let's start with our red team. Our red team in this round scored 4 points. Great. Yeah, well done, red team. And now let's go to our yellow team. This round, unfortunately, our yellow team scored no points.
It's okay. Right. They have a lot of points, so I think they're okay.
Yeah, I think they're all right. Our blue team did very, very well this round, finishing the round with 10 points.
Okay.
Well done, Blue Team.
Good job.
Well done.
Let's give everyone a round of applause. You all did really well. Good job, everybody. But I have some sad news. We've now come to the point in the game where a team must leave us and go to the couch of despair. Unfortunately, it will be the yellow team. As they go to the couch of despair, let's go to round three, solve the verse.
In this round, you'll be given a pile of cards with words on them. Your job is to organize these words into a Bible verse.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's battle.
It's 5:18 or 18:5.
They're going for the Bible approach.
Bible approach. Team Blue is searching for the verse. Oh, it looks like Team Red may be on the on the right track.
What? I'm not sure.
1 Thessalonians 5:18 or 18:5.
Is it 5:18 or is it 18:5?
It's a good question.
It's the question.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like Team Red has found the verse, and they're starting to get it in order. Oh, the competition is heating up here.
It's getting close. Remember, once you have it, you got to lift that flag. Team Blue, go ahead and read it out from the table for me.
In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. I guess we're missing one.
Hold on. Is it missing one, or are you just... Is it actually missing one? Or is it...
Oh, so it looks like they weren't ready.
I think if Team Red has this, I actually think they take it.
I think
they
so,
had their
too.
Solving. They weren't solving it, as they were saying. Let's see if Team Red has it. Go ahead and read it out for me on the table, how it's set up.
In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
Wow.
I think they snuck that one away from you guys.
I think we have to give those points to Team Red. Congratulations.
That'll be 4 points to Team Red. But don't worry. We have one more round of this. Let's go ahead and see if we have some more cards for you guys. And then I'm going to scoop up your other cards into this bucket here. All right. Don't look at those yet. Let's get this out of here. Molly, do you want to send it away for me? You ready?
Good job.
All right, here we go. Team Red took the last round. Team Blue, you were very close. You just had a little mess up there in your word placement, so you're going to have to pick it up this time. Are you ready? All right, let's battle.
Team Red is determined, but Team Blue is ready to get going as well.
Ephesians 32:4 or 4:32.
Ooh, they're going quickly for the verse.
They're going very quickly. They're starting with the verse.
Where are you, Ephesians? Is it in the New or Old Testament?
Molly is moving with lightning speed.
Thank you, Molly.
And Colton is organizing so well.
Sorry,
I love the teamwork here.
They're taking their time a little bit this time. Blue team, they're making sure it's right.
I want to get it just right.
All right. Old Team Blue.
And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Ephesians 4:32.
I think they've got it.
Good job, Team Blue. That's 4 points. That was a really good round, everyone. Garrison, my question is, which team has to go to the couch?
This was a really great round, and both teams fought hard. But unfortunately, our red team has to go to the couch of despair.
All right, as they go there, Team Blue, it's time for you to go to round four, Testament Battle.
In this round, I will begin reading a Bible verse. Your job is to guess whether that Bible verse is from the Old Testament or the New Testament before your opponent. Now, if you get it right, you take a step forward. But if you get it wrong, you take a step backward, at least unless you're already at the beginning.
You two, have worked together this whole time. But now you've been separated and have to battle against each other. Are you ready for that?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay, good. Let's battle.
But the Lord said to him, "Peace, do not be afraid. You are not going to die."
Old Testament?
That is correct.
Take a step forward. Good job.
Because it is written, "Be holy."
New Testament?
That is correct. When she came to her mother-in-law, she said...
Old Testament?
That is correct.
Take a step forward. Good job. Ooh, this is so competitive here.
And behold, the word of the Lord came to him saying, "This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from..."
Old Testament.
That is correct.
Take a step. Oh, they're tied right now. This is close, Garrison.
But speaking the truth in love...
New Testament.
That is correct.
Step forward.
And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word...
New Testament.
That is correct.
Take a step forward. All right. Only one more spot left. Colton, you're gonna have to step up here. Are you ready?
And in every province and city where...
Old Testament.
That is correct.
Good job. Congratulations. You just won your own Bible Heroes Battle Pen.
And the opportunity to battle against today's Bible hero, Joseph.
But don't worry, Colton, you're coming back. First, you're gonna join the group on the Couch of Despair, and then you're all gonna come back and battle the hero as a group and see if you can beat his score. When we go to round 5, battle the hero.
In this round, your job is simple. Answer as many of these questions correctly in as short a time as possible.
Garrison will read out the question and then you give your answer. But remember, it's gonna be the first answer you give. All right, let's battle.
How many brothers came to buy grain?
10.
That is correct. What did I order be returned to my brother Sachs?
Silver.
That is correct. Why were my brothers jealous of me?
I was my father's favorite.
That is correct. Who didn't recognize me?
All my brothers.
That is correct.
Sounds a good roll.
How many sons did I have?
12.
What was Potiphar's job?
Captain of the guard.
That's right. How old was I when I began dreaming?
17.
That's right. What were my sons' names?
Manasseh and Ephraim.
That's right.
Ooh, good job.
Where were my father's sheep grazing?
Shechem.
When did my brothers bring presents?
At dinner.
Ooh. How old was I when I died?
110.
That is correct.
Good job.
Which nuts did my father send me?
Pistachio and almond.
That is correct.
Good job.
Well done.
Really well done. Now, let's see if all those that you sent to the Couch of Despair can come back and beat your time. You were all sent to the Couch of Despair, but you've come back to see if you can score a better time against the Bible hero. Garrison will read out the question and then you give your answer. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's battle.
How many brothers came to 12. Buy grain?
10, get 10.
What did I order be returned to my brother Sachs?
Silver.
That is correct.
Just say it right to the screen.
Why were my brothers jealous of me?
I was my brother's favorite.
I was my father's favorite.
Remember, we'll only take the first one.
Who didn't recognize me?
All my brothers.
That is correct.
Good job.
How many sons did I have?
Two.
Three.
What was Potiphar's job?
Captain of the guard.
Good job.
Good job.
How old was I when I began dreaming?
17.
That was fast.
What were my sons' names?
Ephraim and Jacob.
Ooh. Where were my father's sheep grazing?
Shechem, I think.
Canaan.
Ooh. When did my brothers bring presents?
Lunchtime.
Good job.
How old was I when I died?
72.
Ooh. Which nuts did my father send me?
Almond and walnut.
Oh.
Ooh, that was a tough one. That was a really good round. Now, let's all come back together and see if you were able to get your own Bible Hero pins. All of you faced off against the Bible Hero of Joseph. The question is, did the group win and get their own Bible Heroes pins? Or was Gian able to get a better time himself and win the Bible Heroes Mega Pin? Garrison.
Well, let's ask our yes-no machine. Did Gian get the shorter time? Let's find out. Yes, he did.
Good job. All right, that's been a really great show. Thank you all for coming. And this has been Bible
Heroes.
Want to try some Bible trivia? Can you guess the Bible hero before the clue is revealed? Good job. Tune in next time for more Bible Heroes Battle.